Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the Easter weekend weather from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny with a high near 53. Tonight, a slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 38. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. And in the news for today, from a report provided by Wisconsin Watch, Democrats celebrated Tuesday's election of Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, cementing a 4-3 liberal court majority. But another election result fanned speculation that Republicans could topple that new majority by impeaching Protasiewicz. Representative Dan Nodel, a Republican from Germantown, won the 8th Senate District special election, giving Republicans a 2-thirds majority in the state Senate. That is the threshold for the Senate to remove office holders, and the assembly majority which Republicans hold can impeach. But a legislative effort to oust a justice would steer Wisconsin politics into nearly uncharted waters. Lawmakers have impeached just one judge in state history. That, according to the report filed by Wisconsin Watch, which is an online watchdog group. Speculation about Republican-led impeachments of Democratic Governor Tony Evers or other statewide office holders has run rampant, especially after Nodel said he would be open to removing Milwaukee judicial officials from office, including Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm and possibly Protasiewicz as a circuit court judge. Nodel said he wouldn't favor removing Evers because he's been able to work with him. Nodel hasn't specified whether he would consider removing Protasiewicz in her Supreme Court capacity. The assembly may impeach an elected official by a majority vote based on specific reasons, corrupt conduct in office, or for the commission of a crime or misdemeanor, according to a Wisconsin Legislative Council memo. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, a Republican from Oostburg, acknowledged that threshold in an interview with WISN-TV on Wednesday, saying, quote, "We're not going to use impeachments to overturn elections or anything like that," end quote. To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious, so no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin, LeMahieu said. And again, information for this report comes from Wisconsin Watch. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.